On that first Christmas, over 2,000 years ago, God did something that we can barely grasp. He became a man. Think of it. The God who created the universe stooped down from heaven and became a human being. Billy Graham. December 18th. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1:11-13. For as long as Israel had been a nation, they awaited the fulfillment of the covenant which was given to their father Abraham. Yet when that fulfillment came through the Messiah, many of them failed to rightly receive him, because the manner in which he came was in a way that few had expected. However, there were those that did receive the coming Messiah as their Lord and God, and 2,000 years later, there are people from every tribe, tongue, and nation who are still receiving Jesus. But what does it mean for those who receive Jesus as Lord and God? John tells us that they have been made children of God, born by His power. Christmas is the grand reminder that every person who receives the virgin-born Messiah as Lord and God has been born into an eternal family which will never cease and be fathered by the greatest, most loving, most wise, most compassionate, most strong, most forgiving, and most gracious Father ever, God Himself. This Christmas, be reminded, blessed are those who have received their King.